Hello and welcome to the Vintage Read Show. Today we're visiting the little village of Grantley. I indulge myself and subscribe to a streaming app called BritBox, and what a delight it has been for this vintage TV show addict. There are so many wonderful vintage TV shows on there, but today I want to recommend one of my absolute favourites, To the Manor Born. To the Manor Born pokes gentle fun at the very snobbish Audrey Forbes Hamilton, played by the always brilliant Penelope Keith. Audrey finds herself to be a lady without a manor when she's forced to sell due to her not-so-dear departed husband's irresponsible lending and gambling habits. From jumping with hidden glee at his funeral to having to move into the old gatekeeper's lodge after the manor's forced sale, she quickly starts to plot ways to reclaim her rightful place as the Lady of Grantley Manor. Peter Bowles plays the very dashing Richard Devere, the new owner of the manor. Not only the new owner, but new money. An owner of a very successful supermarket chain, or as Audrey likes to say, with barely buried disdain, a grocer. There are a lot of quirky characters that colour Audrey's formidable aura, such as her closest chum from boarding school, Marjorie Frobisher. Poor Marjorie. It would be accurate to describe her as a long-suffering friend, as she's often taken for granted by Audrey and is charged with duties that Audrey clearly doesn't want to carry out herself. Marjorie, too, holds quite the torch for Richard Devere, but you realise quite early on in the series that it's going to remain an unfulfilled dream, with Marjorie destined to be an ageing and rather lonely girl guide leader for the rest of her days. A lot of really funny moments are created by Audrey bringing her butler Brabinger with her to the old lodge. Long been in service to the Forbes Hamilton family, Brabinger maintains the standards of the grand old manor in the very small gatehouse sitting room, complete with tea served on a silver tray and a dressing for dinner gong that shatters the eardrums in the tiny lodge hall. A lot of these vintage TV series do have to air a disclaimer in the opening credits, apologising for their sexist or racist attitudes that may be portrayed. But I found that To the Manor Born doesn't really suffer too badly from that, other than a fox hunt, which may be offensive for obvious reasons, and the rather snobbish attitudes portrayed by Audrey Forbes Hamilton, the scripts do stand the test of time. Audrey frequently expresses her desire that people know their place, and this snobbish attitude is gently mocked throughout the series, and it provides the basis for the humour that makes the show such a gentle joy to watch. The show runs for 3 seasons and it aired during the 70s with 21 episodes for you to binge watch. However, after 26 years, long after the final episode was aired, a special was aired in 2007, which I won't give away too much about, but it gives a rather satisfying conclusion to Audrey and Richard's relationship. So grab a silver tea tray with your very best china and snuggle down on your couch as you escape to the delightful village of Grantley. But remember to put your stream on pause when the dressing gong sounds for dinner. Thank you for joining me for my latest review. And remember, till we meet again, enjoy your vintage reads and your vintage TV shows. Bye.